All right, before we begin this episode, I want to give a huge shout out to all of our patrons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. If you want to support the continued creation of this podcast, throw us $1, throw us $5, throw us $10 over on Patreon. The link is in the description. I want to give a huge shout out to three of our BFFs, Cristia Galindo, Evelyn Preciado, and Cassandra Gutierrez. Y'all are real ones. You have been supporting us for a long time. And yeah, all of y'all's contributions really help us continue to create this podcast. So consider visiting the link in the description. That's patreon.com/bitterbrownfems for rewards like, bonus episodes, video episodes, and your name getting a shout out. All right, let's start the show. Let's do it live. Hello, hello, hello. This is one of your hosts, Ruben, coming to you from Portland.
And this is Cassandra coming to you from El Paso, Texas.
And today's recession indicator is that the rapture is on Tuesday.
Tomorrow.
Also, yeah, Tuesday, September 23rd, but also possibly Wednesday, September 24th. So again, that's the rapture happening.
That's this week's recession indicator.
Yeah.
Because if y'all did not grow up in a traumatizing base religion like me, where you always like were ready and anticipated the rapture, like this is like nothing. This doesn't mean anything. I've survived many raptures. I was actually thinking about it. I was like, okay, like there have been a few in my life. Like Y2K for sure. I thought like the world was gonna end at midnight. I was thinking about this very rant because like there are always like these random days, and I remember it was like also on a Tuesday or on a Thursday. It was like during the week because I remember I had to go to school, and
No.
like I woke up in the morning. I was like in second grade, and I just remember crying in the shower, and I was like, "This is it. I'm gonna die. Like I'm gonna be playing on the playground, and like it's gonna happen, and I'm gonna die." Like it's funny now. I'm laughing, but at the time it was not funny. It was very traumatic. I've survived a lot of these raptures, so it's going to be okay, but it is a recession indicator because like we haven't had one of these in a while.
I feel like, yeah, they're random ass days. There was Y2K. I feel
Yeah,
like
like
there was,
Y2K in like 2012.
and then there was 2020. There was one before 2020 that I'm like blanking on.
There was, but you know what? I think the 2012 one wasn't even like related to Christianity. That was just like
That was supposedly like the Mayan
the Mayan calendar.
calendar.
Yeah, so that that counts, but like for me, no, I'm talking about like just like religious specific ones where it was just like a random date. I'm like, where did you come up with this day? Like
Yeah.
whatever. So like I didn't even know this was happening. People were just like, people on TikTok are saying that the rapture's gonna happen on Tuesday and they're quitting their jobs and they're just like doing this typical shit they do.
Selling off
I
all
don't
their
know
possessions.
why. Like I don't know what the connection. I have no idea. I just saw it, y'all, so I have no
Yeah.
idea.
September's like such a non like it's such a transitional month for me that like nothing important other than like we're changing from August, I mean from summer to fall. Like that's the thing that September represents. I feel like if the rapture were to happen, first of all, it would not happen mostly on a weekday other than maybe Monday. I think it would maybe happen on a Monday. And it would not happen, and I don't think it would happen on a Saturday either.
Not a weekend,
I feel
no.
like Sunday and Monday are like the 2 days that most give like rapture energy. And for those who don't know what rapture means, it's not even the end of the world per se. It's like the day that all the good Christians get summoned to heaven, right?
And all the heathens get left behind here to in
Yeah.
hell eventually. I don't know. I don't encourage people to see these movies, but the Left Behind movies and books, if you were subjected to that cruelty growing up, also. Are you familiar with them?
I think I just learned about them. Isn't there like a big movie star in the movies?
Oh, let me tell you. Okay, so like the Left Behind books, apparently there's like 12
Yeah, there's a
plus
shit
books.
ton.
I didn't know that. I thought it was like one, two tops, but they're essentially like these books that's like of the Book of Revelations of like what is a rapture, what's gonna happen, what's it gonna look like. And that's pretty much what you're reading. They turned it into these movies, and these movies were from, like, I want to say, I could be wrong, y'all, like late 80s, early 90s. These are old movies, okay? They would show us these movies growing up. I never read the books, and the movies were just so traumatizing to me. Like I said, everything else from the church was traumatizing, but like seeing these movies, it's kind of like the very first movie is like the rapture happens. The Christians and all the children get taken, and everyone else is like left behind. And then they're trying to figure out what's going on. Like, why did all these people disappear? And, you know, whatever, whatever. And so I was always traumatized. If I didn't see my mom for a few hours, I thought the rapture had taken her and I was left behind. And so it was just a lot. But they remade this movie like a few years ago, and I actually watched it because
Yeah.
I was like, you know, let me watch this shit as an adult. And the
Nicolas
Nicolas Cage comes out
Cage.
of it. So does Chad Michael Murray,
Shut the fuck
and like
up.
someone else. Like there was like a few like celebs in this movie, and I'm like, how much did they pay you for this? Because this is like not, you can't even pass this off as like a not religious movie. Like from that angle, it is a Christian-based film. So it was weird seeing these celebrities in this movie, and I'm just like, are they Christians? Like, do they believe this themselves, or were they just like, I need money, this is fine, like, I need this role? It was very weird. It was so fucking weird.
Oh my God, I just saw that there's like three movies, like with big, like Kirk Cameron. You said Nicolas Cage. The one that's obvious is like fucking Kevin Sorbo is a fucking like nut job, like religious nut job. But there's like three movies and a documentary. Nope, four movies and a documentary. That is insane. I only learned about this a couple of weeks ago through that Lindsay Ellis video that I told you about. I forgot how she got to this point. Oh yeah, because she was trying to explain Christian Zionism and these movies are essentially part of that, right? Where like all Christian Zionism being like this idea that, you know, the rapture can only begin once all the Jewish people are, you know, back in the promised land, quote unquote. And in their minds, the promised land is, quote unquote, Israel. And so, yeah. I'm also thinking about, somebody pointed out that, like, yes, the Catholic are like this, like, guilt-ridden, like, Christian Catholicism. Religions like there's a lot of suicidal ideation. Like, yeah, there's fatalism, but like, how are you constantly so prepared to just die? Like, in like, or willing, you know, like,
Because it's like you're, because they don't think they're dying. They think physically my body's dying or dead, but my soul is going to continue to live on with Jesus, with God in heaven. So it's, you know, that mentality of like the flesh. That was like a big thing growing up. It's like the flesh is separate from the soul. You know what I mean? Like we, this is our body, like we're going to leave it behind. It shouldn't matter to you. What matters is your soul, and your soul is what's going to live on and go to heaven.
damn. Well, yeah, that is happening. Remember, put it on your calendars. The rapture is happening Tuesday or Wednesday. I assume Pacific Standard Time because everything revolves around the West Coast. But speaking of actual things that are happening in this world, yeah, the fallout of like Charlie Kirk's murder continues. Where to even start? Immediately, we think we talked about how they wanted to blame trans people. Turns out that it wasn't a trans person who allegedly murdered Charlie Kirk. It was some like, you know, a white kid who grew up in a conservative home and whose internet digital footprint showed that he was part of like farther right internet, the Nick Fuentes type, or Groypers as they call themselves. But and as soon as that came to light, Republicans started forgiving or sort of praying for the alleged killer, Tyler Robinson, going so far as to, in a memorial that was held in Arizona and housed and that welcomed like 90,000 people, Erica Kirk, who is Charlie Kirk's widow, went on that, stream or televised event. I don't know if it was televised. I'm just going to say streamed, and said that she forgives her husband's killer. Like, bitch, it's not even been a week. Like, it's barely, no, yeah, it's been like under 2 weeks, and you already processed all this shit and say you forgive him. Like, just because you find out that he was like a right-wing white man who didn't think your husband was right-wing enough. Like, that is insane. Not even to mention like the spectacle of it all. Like, she comes out to like fireworks and explosions, and like people kept like juxtaposing it to like clips of like wrestlers entering the stage. Yeah, it's like me when my husband dies, and it's like Stone Cold Steve Austin like walking into the ring. Point of view, your husband just got shot in the neck.
it feels shit. This woman feels so fake and performative, and it's just so like I feel like she's like, this is my time to shine. This is what I've been waiting for. Here it is. My husband is gone. That sucks, sure, but this is my time to shine. That's what it feels like to me, and I don't give a fuck if it's accurate or not, because at the end of the day, we've talked about this. Like, this woman is just as evil as Charlie Kirk. She doesn't, it's not like she's like some innocent bystander. And it's interesting because it's like I want to take into account like grief, right? Like, grief makes you say or do things, but like in regard to her, I'm just like, this all seems like, especially the forgiveness thing, it feels very like, oh, we're taking the high road because we're Christians and that's what my husband would have wanted, and we're good people and we're forgiving him. And it's like, sure. Number one, like we mentioned, if the shooter had been trans, black, undocumented, a communist, an anarchist, like we would not, this you wouldn't be saying this, right? But the fact that it's like a white man, and like we really haven't, I feel like there's just been a lot of, we still don't really know the why. Or I would say that this person is not a leftist. Like, I just like based off intuition and everything else, like this shooter was not a leftist, right? They were either like a groiper, like very far right, and they felt like they needed to target Charlie Kirk for whatever reason. Or like I mentioned, it doesn't even have to be a reason. It could just be like white people shooting a white man, getting a gun and shooting someone. Like, that is not some uncommon weird thing, right? Like, we don't really know like the whys yet. I know that the, is it the FBI or the CIA that
You always get them confused. We're so ignorant. It's the FBI, it's a local one.
the FBI, whoever,
Which, by the way, like they don't do enough branding to separate each other because Central Intelligence Agency could be anything.
they're all the same fucking bullshit to me.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting at is like they had released these like this conversation that the shooter supposedly had with the his roommate, who the roommate is supposed to be, first they say roommate and then they say partner, lover, and it's because this person is trans, and so they're trying to like really hold on to this connection, right? Like, this person's trans and therefore you are trans and you have a trans lover and therefore this is all the fault of a trans person, right? Essentially, when it's like, we don't know who this trans person is. We don't know if they were just friends. Not that it matters, right? Like, none of this matters. But just to play along, it's like, this person has been cooperating with the police. Like, what do they have to do with anything? Like, I had seen like some article on, I know, Facebook, obviously. I don't know why I still go on there, but it's like the trans shooter's lover, trans shooter's room, I mean, I'm sorry, the shooter's trans roommate. Like something very specific about their life, like they had lost their job or they had got kicked out of their home, like something. And I'm like, how is this relevant to anything? How is
Yeah.
this person's life relevant to any? But like, they're just trying to hold on to that angle to be able to blame trans people, right? And so they release these, like, this conversation that Robinson supposedly had with this trans person. And I'm like, is this roommate even trans? I don't believe anything y'all are saying, right? So I'm just gonna, Robinson and roommate. And it's, I'm just gonna read a little bit because it's just so ridiculous. And it's like, Robinson, I am okay, my love. But I am stuck for a little while longer yet. I'm supposed to
Done.
believe Gen Z talks like this. Continuing, shouldn't be long until I can come home, but I gotta grab my rifle still. To be honest, I had hoped to keep this secret till I died of old age. I am so sorry to involve you. And then the roommate says, "You weren't the one who did it, right?" And Robinson says, "I am. I'm sorry." Roommate, "I thought they caught the person." Robinson, "No, they grabbed some crazy old dude, then interrogated someone in similar clothing. I had planned to grab my rifle from my drop point shortly after, but most of that side of town got locked down. It's quiet, almost enough to get out, but there's one vehicle lingering." So I'm not even continuing these. Like, the whole point is this conversation is supposed to be like, this is the time, date, place, where I left my rifle, where I picked it up, where I went after. This is why I did it. This is my motive. Like, we're supposed to believe this shit. First of all, Gen Z doesn't text like that. Doesn't talk like that. Like, it's just not believable. Even then, it's like they made up this fucking fake ass conversation to be like, look, this is why he did it. This is how he did it. This is where he did it. Like, that is not real. Like, can we please be fucking for real? Like, have a little creativity, imagination, like, sell it more, because this is not real. I'm sorry, it's not. Like, I don't believe anything, but obviously, again, they're trying to go with this angle of like somehow the fault is going to be trans people and they're the people that are going to be thrown under the bus, which they already have,
Yeah.
right?
Trump already suggested that they label trans people as a terrorist organization.
Essentially, yeah. And
Along
also with
with,
that, Antifa,
yep,
which.
people who identify as anti-fascist, which is like, if you're saying anti-fascist people are the enemy, then you are, by definition, labeling yourself, your government, as a fascist government. And also, like, while we're on the subject, anti-fascism is not like an organization that has meetings and like plans or whatever. To be an anti-fascist means you're against fascism, which even by like our fucked up like, constitution and all that shit, like America was supposedly built with the idea or the hope that we would not be a fascist country, right? So
Yeah, and the way they're labeling Antifa, which is like not even a real, it's like an ideology, you know what I mean? Like, and trans people is like that within that, there's so much like space to accuse any one of those things because it's not like this very specific thing, right? Like anyone can be targeted under that definition and under that wording and under that phrasing. So it's like, it is kind of like, oh no, they can't do that. But it's also like, they can, because that was the intent, I feel, of the wording. Like saying, we're going to go after Antifa. And it's like, okay, like who's Antifa? And it's like, they can say you're Antifa. You know what I mean? It's like, same with trans people. So it's like, I feel like it's intentional. Like it's stupid, but it's intentional. So. Obviously, the left is being blamed for this, but mostly trans people who are seen as part of the left, I would say, just automatically. But we're trying to think, like, so much has happened. I know our last episode was like 2 almost hours long. So if you listened to that, shout out to you. Thank you. It was just like, there has just been so much happening. Like,
So,
how long
okay.
has it been since the actual assassination? Like,
It's gonna be,
Going on 2 weeks
yeah, it's
this
gonna be
week.
2 weeks, but already so much. So they, Senate passed Memorial Day for Charlie Kirk for his birthday to commemorate him, and it passed unanimously. So it includes Democrats. Mind you, like, if I'm not mistaken, not even Martin Luther King Day passed unanimously. Like, this is a state of Democrats that we're having right now, that they agree to memorialize this fucking Nazi, Charlie Kirk, with a day for whatever contributions they think he did for the greater good. So that while there was like, significant pushback from Democrats, ultimately the majority of them, sided with Nazis essentially.
Yes, which is like just so wild
Like you
when
couldn't
you think
even
about
take a
it.
sneak.
'Cause go ahead.
They're so good at like this fake like symbolic shit, right? Like they're like they can't get past anything through, but they'll like kneel anything to like, you know, improve the lives of marginalized people, but they'll kneel and wear like African clothing in solidarity with black people, right? Or they'll like do pride parades but then vote against, you know, trans rights and shit like that. But so they're so good at the symbolic stuff, but can't even symbolically like keep a Nazi from having a day to himself in this country. Like that's insane.
It truly is. It's kind of sick. And like random facts, but that is also George Floyd's birthday,
Oh no.
October 14th. Just, I don't know. I just think that's like a really interesting coincidence. Obviously, no one gives a shit. Only the losers are going to be celebrating or mourning or whatever the fuck they're going to do on that day. Yeah, fuck that day. In accordance with him. And well, with him
Yeah.
specifically. Obviously, if your birthday is also October 14th, I'm sorry. I'm talking about him specifically. But it's just like cut it out. Like it's been 2 weeks, and I'm just like, yeah, Yahweh. Like that's enough. Like pack it up, pack it up. Like I am tired of hearing of this about this fucking cracker. But one of the things that happened, which I feel like whenever something happens, people are like, let's go to Starbucks and harass the employees for whatever political reason have, whether that's Christmas, that's like during 2020, like it's always like, let's go to Starbucks and make these workers' lives living hell somehow. So like the Charlie Kirk people started going to Starbucks, and it's interesting to me again because I'm like, I thought y'all hated Starbucks. Like you hate it, you like it. I thought there was a war on Christmas. I thought they were too woke for you all. And whatever. They're going to Starbucks and they're like ordering Charlie Kirk's favorite drink, which is like, it's just like so corny. Like we're such in a loser
Yeah.
country. Like just all political shit aside, like it's just like losers out here. It's just goofy, corny, boo, tomatoes. Like get the fuck out of here. Whatever. Okay, so they're going to Starbucks, they're ordering this fucking drink, and or they're saying to like that their name is Charlie Kirk so that the baristas are having to write Charlie Kirk's name on these fucking cups. And they, in one case, I don't know if this was in Chicago, and I'm sorry if it wasn't, but it was like one of these people were like, oh, I told them to write Charlie Kirk's name and they wrote loser on it. And then all of these people started calling. They had to shut down that location for a few hours because people were calling and like complaining and demanding that this worker get fired. And then they reviewed like the cameras and it's like none of this ever happened. Like you wrote that loser thing yourself. It's just like all over this fucking cracker. Like whatever. I know like we've all boycotted or should be boycotting Starbucks, and it's like they're not necessarily, I don't think they're officially on the
No, I was about
BDS.
to say it. They actually got taken off.
But it's mostly, from my understanding aside, it's like mostly because they're anti-union and they treat their workers like shit. Like in this scenario, it's like apparently like Starbucks employees aren't even allowed to say the word union. They're not allowed to unionize. They're not allowed to talk about these things. Oh, but you're forcing them because the next day Starbucks made like a statement that was like, no, like if you ask us to write Charlie Kirk's name, we're gonna do it, essentially. Like
But like,
we're
why would they
committed to
want you to
that.
even yell Charlie? Like, why do they even, why would you want to be referred to as by somebody else's name too? Like,
Because
it's not even a
they're
joke.
corny.
Like,
Because
it's not
they're
even.
fucking corny. This is like white people specifically, not just white people, but white people's like time to shine, you know, like they have that victim complex and they're like, this is our moment. And if you don't do this, then I stand corrected that I am a victim. Like you didn't want to write this name. But anyway, Starbucks is just like anti-union, anti-workers, like fuck them. Yeah, just fuck them. Another thing that happened is Jimmy Kimmel. So Jimmy Kimmel did like some monologue. I don't know what we're calling it, like his opening. I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel, but you know, whatever. I watched like a clip of it, and it was like he wasn't even saying anything necessarily bad or like controversial about Charlie Kirk. I
No.
think he was mostly talking about Trump and how Trump reacted to it because they were like, "How are you feeling today, sir? Or like your friend just died or got assassinated." And Trump's like, "Oh, like I'm fine. Look at the lawn. Look at this."
Thing
Like
that
he
I'm
just changed the
building.
subject,
Yeah,
right?
he's
Like
like,
he don't
I'm.
give a fuck.
Yeah, he's like, look at the reconstruction we're doing. And
Yeah,
all Jimmy
so
Kimmel said was like, oh, he's in the he's on the fifth stage of grief, reconstruction.
yeah, which is like again, he whatever, but people, the whites were upset about it. And essentially, they removed his show off the air and were also saying that he should issue an apology and donate money to the GoFundMe or like to Turning Point USA or some bullshit, which is like wild as fuck. To like, it's one thing, like, oh, we're gonna pull your show. Okay. But to say like you have to apologize and you have to out of your own pocket like donate to these people is insane.
Mind you, like, let us remember once again that Charlie Kirk was a podcaster. This is not even a government official or anything of the sort. Not like some civil rights leader, like, wasn't even fucking DeRay out of, you know what I mean? Like, who was.
It's fucking exactly. It's like he's an ordinary
Honestly,
like
like,
not good.
I would even under, I would even though it would be ridiculous, I would even understand. If all this hubbub happened over like Elon Musk, right? Because he's been such like a figure. But Charlie Kirk has only been like a figure to these like far right Nazis. Like, so we should tell people something that like there's a podcaster who spewed racist, homophobic, transphobic, anti-worker shit, violent rhetoric that about like school shootings. It should shock people that this person is being uplifted as a stand, upstanding American that deserves like his own giant n memorial that's attended by political figures and journalists from all sides of the political spectrum. Like that should worry people, because like even Charlie Kirk's memorial was more of a Trump rally than anything else. And, need I remind you that like rallies and these types of like big like parades were a big pillar in the rise of Nazism. They need to aestheticize their fascism. And this is part of that. So, along with aestheticizing, is that everybody needed, they required everyone to get in line. And so, with the firing of Jimmy Kimmel, that wasn't even like Trump dictated or whatever. That was Disney being like, oh shit, we don't want no smoke, and them taking Jimmy Kimmel off air and even initially stating that they would air a Char the Charlie Kirk Memorial special in lieu of the Jimmy Kimmel show, and then backed out after like the backlash and only aired the memorial stream on their YouTube. And people are saying that like they can't really air it on air because you cannot have like a Charlie Kirk Memorial with none of his quotes. And you can't say any Charlie Kirk quotes without revealing, that you're celebrating or mourning a Nazi.
And so Jimmy Kimmel, back to Jimmy Kimmel's situation, reportedly Disney saw like a drop of like 4 billion in market value after canceling Jimmy Kimmel because liberals like don't give a fuck about genocide. But don't you fucking take Jimmy Kimmel away from them, okay? And like they were like, nah. I don't know about all that. So they started boycotting Disney, along with so many celebrities who have also not said shit about a fucking genocide for like 2 fucking years. But all of a sudden, Olivia Rodrigo, and I'm not pointing her out, like I'm just thinking of names that like
Now, I think
have come
Olivia
up.
Rodrigo was on the good side of Gaza initially.
Okay, but like with Kimmel, like
Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo, like just so many
That
celebrities that
never
like I
said shit.
saw
Yeah.
that, yeah, I can't think of any off the top of my head, but it's like there was a lot. Like, I think
Yeah.
400 of them, didn't they like sign a letter
Yeah.
about like not working with Disney or something about, let me see actually, because I want to get some
They
names here.
it was not only celebrities, but also literally the official SAG AFTRA people, so the official like union for actors and people in the entertainment industry, put out a statement that this was like, unconstitutional to shut down Jimmy Kimmel over his jokes because, it's an abuse. It's a trespass on Jimmy Kimmel's and other people's freedom of speech, which, they're right on that one. Like, if a rich white man can't even say what he wants, make like a little milquetoast like jab at Trump and Charlie Kirk again, who is a podcaster, then what hope does the rest of us broke asses have to say anything, right? But yes, after years of the most latest genocide that Israel has committed against Palestinians, and nobody's saying anything, all of a sudden everybody's like, free speech is being abused, like, or being taken away from us. And it's like, bitch, free speech was taken away from you during the Biden administration when college students were being like deported and jailed and
And
like
beaten.
beaten, shot at in UCLA. Remember, there was snipers simply for standing up against the genocide that we are funding as Americans by giving Israel arms. Like, Mahmoud Khalid is being deported, like, because of this shit. That is free speech being taken away from people. But because all these rich people and all these other people were like, complacent with, as long as it's happening over there, complacent with that, they didn't say shit. Now when it's finally coming, coming to them, now they get all lit up, but still silent on Gaza.
Exactly. Thank you for bringing up the Biden thing, because it's like it again, y'all ignore everything that happens under Democratic presidents and only care because like that shit was happening under Biden. But some of the names going back to this list is and I'm not like I don't know who like who's though they're good. They posted about Palestine. That this is just a list, okay? Claire Danes, Jamie Lee Curtis. I am sick of her. I am sick of her. We'll get back to her.
Yeah.
Jane Fonda, my girl. Lin-Manuel Miranda, Mark Ruffalo, Rosie O'Donnell, Chelsea Handler, bitch ass Selena Gomez.
Bitch
Sick of
has
her
Chelsea
too.
Handler too, big ass sinus too.
So it's like these Marissa Tomei, like just like 400 big celebrities, obviously. I'm sure, okay, let's say a fraction, a little bit of them made a post about Palestine one time, but it's like we need more than that, first of all. But it's like, yeah, like y'all only care when it affects you, when it's easy to stand up for something. And that's always going to be under Trump, under a Republican president to do that. I just want to real quick, because the last time we recorded, like right after Jamie Lee Curtis' stupid ass made, like she was on some podcast or interview, and she was like crying over Charlie Kirk and
Oh,
like saying
yeah.
like I didn't agree with everything he said. Well, what the fuck did you agree with? We talked about that, like not everything, but you agreed with something, and I want to know what. I don't even care what that something is, actually. I don't need to know. And like Jamie Lee Curtis has like a trans child, like a I don't not a child, I think they're an adult now, but I don't know if it's a trans daughter or trans son, but they have a trans
They have a trans daughter.
daughter. So I'm bringing that up because it's like this is a man who said like hateful, transphobic things, and not just him, but like the outcome of that is like putting a target on trans people, and you're out here like trying to humanize him and like crying for him and saying like you're praying for him and all this bullshit. Like I am sick of Jamie Lee Curtis. I'm sick of her. She's just like done. Like I'm sick of her. Selena Gomez. Also, I don't even want to talk about Selena Gomez, but yes, very much that. Very much that. People who have never said shit about Palestine. And it's not even just about Palestine. It's just like, you haven't said shit about trans people. You haven't said shit about, like, for a lot of these pop, especially like pop celebrities, it's like, you want to be like, oh, I love gay people. I love trans people when it's convenient for you and that's your fan base. But like, outside of that, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Nothing. So, whatever. What else has happened
I mean,
in regard
around
to.
this, Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, he's coming back
Oh, and so
finally.
they reinstated Jimmy Kimmel today, actually. And they had made a statement. Disney announces Jimmy Kimmel will return on Tuesday, so tomorrow. And they said
The day of
last
the
Wednesday
rapture?
he's not coming back.
Oh
So
my
they
God, he's
said
literally coming back to life after 3 days.
stop. They just said last Wednesday we made the decision to suspend production on the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, and after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday. And sure, buddy. Sure.
God. So
Under Trump, under fascism, we only have Jimmy Fallon. That's it. That's your comedy, everybody. And you better laugh or not, but you better not laugh at Charlie Kirk shit.
girl,
Or you're going to Guantanamo.
it's like that fucking meme with Fred Armstein where it's like,
Jail. They're
jail.
like, quote Charlie Kirk, jail.
Jail.
Don't quote
Quote
him,
your
jail.
jail. Don't mourn hard enough, jail. Literally, like they want us to be town criers for some bitch who wanted me dead. Meanwhile, like I don't see the same fucking celebrities and politicians, most of all, like raising the alarm on the fact that like just recently in Mississippi, like the day or so after Charlie Kirk was shot, Trey Reed, a student of Delta State University, was lynched in Mississippi. They found him with broken legs and a broken arm hung by a tree. And days later, a homeless white man was also found lynched, Cory Sukaitis. Actual lynchings are happening, and the one with the where they lynched a homeless white man, that comes only days after a news reporter like publicly stated that we know on his like news show that they should give lethal injections to all homeless people. Like these things are correlated, right? I'm also reminded that days before the lynchings began, this like country like rap duo released a song where the chorus is essentially like how to perform a lynching, essentially how to murder black people. So like we talk a lot about the media because the media is so essential to the way people think, move around the world, act, and vote. And a lot of these things are connected. One day these racist people are listening to, these instructions on how to lynch, and the next day they're galvanized to follow through with them, right? One day somebody's, watching the news, talking about how the only solution is to homelessness is to kill homeless people, and then they go out and do that. Like these are terrifying but connected things. And yet we don't see the backlash towards a news reporter who, called for killing homeless people. Instead, we see backlash over people making light jokes over the obvious grift that conservatives and far-right movements and the Nazis are doing surrounding the murder of Charlie Kirk.
Yes, it's just all been so going back to. I know we talked about this on this episode, like the hypocritical aspect coming from right wingers, but it's like, again, that is the point. Like, they do not care that they're being hypocritical. Like, that is part of also like fascism of saying, I get to do these things, especially as like white people, and you don't. That's it. It's like, pointing out all these like the hypocrisies, like it doesn't matter. Like we can, like regular people, working class people can lose their jobs for not mourning a Nazi, but this person can go on air and say we should kill homeless people. That has consequences, just like Charlie Kirk's words have consequences. It's not just like we are just having a debate, we're just having words. Like, no, this shit is real. It means something. And like the outcome of that is like, there was also another, like days after, I want to say there was like a shooting at a homeless shelter. I don't know where. I'm sorry, I didn't look it up, but it's like I saw one a few months ago as well. And it's like these are like the rhetoric that we're seeing, especially right now against trans people and the homeless people, homeless population is,
It
yeah,
was at
they
a
need to be
shoot. It wasn't a shelter. It was an encampment,
an account. Oh,
in
okay.
Minneapolis. So People are listening to this type of rhetoric and then enacting it on defenseless homeless people.
Which we've seen attacks. We've talked about like the forceful of homeless people being institutionalized and medicated against their will, targeted. So we're seeing all of this. It's not new under fascism. Like someone had brought up, like this all happened in like Nazi Germany as well. Attacks against like homeless people. So, yes.
So other things before we move on, any last things about Charlie Kirk? The situation is so
Yeah, it's
ridiculous
like
and
every day is
gigantic.
like some fucking new
Yeah.
shit.
Trying to remember everything around this shit before
Yes.
we move on to the next stupid ass thing that this administration is doing. Oh, like, okay. There's like all this like as we're also talking about like the media like inciting violence against people, like there has been more noise about Charlie Kirk getting shot, who again was not a elected official, he was a podcaster, than there were for the Democratic folks who got murdered just this year, and for the fact that Nancy Mace, who is a U.S. House representative of South Carolina, continuing to call for the censure of Ilhan Omar and essentially continuously calling for violence against her, physical as well as like deportation of her. Like, and this has been going on for weeks at this point. So, but there's nothing there. They Ilhan Omar has gotten so many death threats in her time in government, and like has had people like really threaten her life. Nothing has done to help that situation or to condemn that type of speech. But the minute the left does like the slightest of critiques or jokes about the right, like all hell breaks loose. And the Democrats don't do shit about it. They play ball. Kamala Harris is currently her stupid ass little book tour about why she lost her election or whatever. And a part of it is like, oh, I would have had Republicans in my cabinet. And it's like, bitch, this is the type of person y'all wanted me to vote for? Like, this is so ridiculous. Like, y'all can't even defend your own.
Exactly.
And then moving on to something else, Trump and Robert F. Kennedy allegedly solved autism.
It's not even funny. It's not funny. And also, this just came out today. So apparently, like yesterday, was it yesterday? Like the memorial shit
Yeah.
for Charlie Kirk, like Trump. I don't know if this was afterwards. I think he was like, oh, tomorrow we're gonna have news or an announcement on autism. Or I don't even know if he said autism. He just said, I don't know,
I think he just said we found the cure for autism.
but today he had a press conference, and so I have not sat down and watched this whole thing right now. Like this just kind of happened earlier, so it's just like a bunch of clips that are being shown on my feed. But let's see. First of all, they're saying that Tylenol causes autism, that there's a link, and he's encouraging people not to take it. He is quoted saying, "With Tylenol, don't take it. Don't take it. And if you can't live, if your fever is so bad that you have to take one because there's no alternative to that, sadly." First, this man doesn't fucking make sense. Like, no, whatever. But he's like essentially telling people not to take Tylenol. And first of all, this is all bullshit. This is not real. Okay. This
No.
is like shit that they're making up
Yeah.
because they're so desperately trying to explain autism instead of like providing support for people with autism, of course. Like it's just like some ableist eugenics bullshit that we talked about in one of our episodes a few episodes back. But I also wanted to point out that Tylenol is the only pain relief that you can take while pregnant. And so telling pregnant people not to take Tylenol and like fear mongering and saying like if you take Tylenol, your baby's gonna be autistic, which is like supposed to be the scariest fucking thing in the world, which it's not. It's like y'all hate women too. Like just like this medical misogyny of like now not just women, right? But like I feel like it's coming from medical misogyny, so I'm saying women, but pregnant people cannot like where is their relief? Now, okay. On top of like a whole conversation we can have about pregnancy, especially in this country, and how like pregnant people are not taken care of. And every like just it's very ingrained. And with that, within this conference, I guess he also said, going back to like, they're not just Trump, but like they're pushing this whole like anti-vaccine thing. And now he's saying that hepatitis B, this is a quote from him, hepatitis B is sexually transmitted. There's no reason to give a baby that's almost just born hepatitis B, a hepatitis B vaccine, which is also not real. Hepatitis B isn't solely a sexually transmitted disease. It can also be spread like through needles, through blood, and talking about
Placenta.
pregnancy from mother to baby, which is why you give a newborn that vaccine. But now he's like saying, like, it's just like, it's not real. It's not real. Like, there's no, none of this is real. And like the fact that this man is just going on TV and like telling everyone not to take Tylenol and telling people not to get vax not to give their babies vaccine, like it's
And they like never presented any new data, any new studies or anything like that. Like this is just shit coming out their ass, which means to me is that like, because like you said, and like folks, a lot of folks know, like Tylenol is like one of the only things that pregnant women can take to relieve pain. So that probably means that the Trump grifters are gonna start selling their own alternative that's like safe or autism free or whatever bullshit they wanna peddle. And so that's all just part of a big grift. And like, first of all, like, autistic folks, like, you matter. Like, it's gross that like there's like trying to find a way to eliminate autistic people from existence, which is what this is, right? And this is following the same fucking pattern of like Nazi Germany of like getting rid of mentally ill people and along with the homeless and anybody else that they find desirable, undesirable, and without any proof, there's just fear mongering and they just trust that their audience, that their followers are just gonna believe anything they say without any proof,
And
right?
they do. And they do,
And
sadly.
all of this is going to contribute. Already, herd immunity for diseases has been lowered since COVID because, of all the fear mongering that, these conservatives are doing. So less people are getting vaccinated as is. There are so many diseases that we don't have to worry about anymore because we've all been vaccinated, because we have herd immunity, that are going to slowly, come back on. And this is part of that continued desire to make people weaker, to make people's immune systems weaker, and it's gonna lead to major deaths. Like if people really pay listen to and follow what these people are saying, what these non-doctor folks are saying. At the same time, they're defunding all of our fucking science and like medicine breakthroughs. So all of this is tied together, right? I guarantee that, big pharma is gonna be cashing a big paycheck, out of all of this. Somebody I follow said, if they cure autism tomorrow, what am I gonna do with the 18 hours I think about Pokemon every day? Which is very me.
Yeah. So that's some of the stuff that has happened in like a week.
This is,
Like just this past week.
yeah. We didn't even go through everything. Like,
Yeah, we did not.
it's so.
But on On another note, today is the first day of fall.
Yeah.
Today is also the first day of Libra season. We had a solar eclipse yesterday. We're out of like kind of coming out of eclipse season. I feel like this month has just been so chaotic. September. It's just been a wild ride and it's almost over. I didn't
Yeah.
realize it like it's over next week. Like that's like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
And the year is almost over too. We only have like a quarter of a year left. What is happening?
Yes, we're not even like fully done with like this administration's like first year.
Yeah. Lord. Well, we're alive, I guess, for now, until they shut us down.
Stop.
How would they would just pay, they would sue Patreon for
Stop.
150 bucks.
Right.
All right. Did you want to talk about what made you less bitter, or do you have anything else to?
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had a good weekend, you know? Just like
Yeah.
hung out with friends, had some drinks, had dinner. It was very nice. Just like connecting with people.
Very nice.
A very specific thing, I cannot, just everything that I mentioned, I feel like it's fall, despite everything that we just talked about and everything going on, like it's fall. I love fall, you know, it's kind of like the end of the year and it's like, yeah, it's the end of the year. Like, it sucks, I
Does it
guess.
suck?
It doesn't. I was gonna say for me, it's like the end of the year starting now is just like more freeing for me because I'm just like, you know what? I've checked out. Like, I don't know. It's like more just like liberating for me, like the end of the year.
Yeah, we
It's
have all the
like it goes by
cool.
so fast. It's like fall, it's like Halloween, it's my birthday, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like
Yeah.
that we're getting to that versus like the beginning of the year where it just feels so
Yeah.
slow and like you gotta sh like, whatever. But that bisexual day is tomorrow. Haven't had a chance to talk about that. There's like so many things I want to post and I'm just like there's just so much going on. Like I haven't even made my like little, you know, like Hispanic heritage
Oh, yeah.
little like post. Like I haven't
Yeah.
talked about like bisexual month. Tomorrow's like about just a lot of things. About things that I've been reading. Like I just feel like I don't know, like within the last week, like there was a point where I was like, I have to get off the phone. Like there was just so much discourse, like so much things, ha so many things happening, and I felt like I couldn't keep up with like all of it. And it gives me anxiety. It feels like it's an ugly feeling, but yeah.
Damn, I'm not. Yeah, I totally have for this. Damn, Charlie Kirk is taken away from the magic of Hispanic Heritage Month because I totally forgot him.
And the fucking remembrance is technically going to be during this Hispanic Heritage Month too. It's like the day right after Indigenous Peoples Day, which I think didn't the Trump administration kind of like say that it's Columbus Day again or some bullshit?
Girl.
I mean, not that it
Yeah.
matters. I don't give a fuck. I'm not calling
Yeah.
it that.
Yeah.
But yes.
Oh my God, I just realized that Trump at announced the cure for autism, which he's not even a cure by definition, by the way. It's like prevention. On the first day of autism. Autumn.
Okay. Yes. So there's a lot happening. There's a
Yeah.
lot happening.
I hate this. Well, you know, happy femtop fall. It's my time of the year.
Shout out to bisexual, shout out to the Hispanic community.
Yeah. Shout out everyone. You know, shout out the thing that's made me less bitter was that Cardi B released a new album, and it's been 7 years, and I love her. And yeah. It's not as like fun as her last album, but it's like solid. Like she can still have a career after this. So that was great. But I also went to go see my favorite punk band, The Rapture, and they got raptured. Like
Shut
halfway through the show, they got in a fight and they left the stage.
up.
So that was kind of iconic because they hate each other. They had not been together for like 5 years, and they would talk shit about each other online all the time, like lengthy paragraph essays. So it was a good 45 minutes. And then,
Shut up. Oh my
yeah.
God, that is so funny. I'm sorry.
And then, like,
Because when you had posted, like, seeing the rapture, and I was like, oh, hell yeah, like, good for you. Like, I love the rapture, you know? Like, I would like to see the rapture. Like, that's so funny.
They left for like half an hour, and then they came back and just did their encore, and then they finished the show.
Not them pulling a Morrissey.
Yeah, it was, I mean, when they were good, when they were like in the swing of things, they were good. They were fantastic. And like they kept fighting over like sound issues, but like we couldn't tell. Like it was all in their head. And they're like yelling at each other, and they're like, okay. And then that happened. Oh my God. That is it for me. Thank you everyone for listening in. And we might see you next week. You might get raptured. We don't know yet. If you get raptured, call in from the great beyond.
Yeah.
All
Let
right.
us know what's going on over there.
Yeah, tell us now what Jesus or whoever else is up there is saying about us. Yeah. All
All
right, Jill.
right, but again, stay safe during these wild times
Yeah, stay
happening
safe. All
lately.
right.
And we'll see you all next week. Bye.
Bye. Before we leave, we want to give a shout out to our patrons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems, specifically our I Know Her level patrons, and that is Fernando Peña, Selena Portera, Miranda E, Ronnie Leyva, and Bianca Garcia. Thank you guys for supporting us. And everybody else, go to the description of this episode and throw us a dollar. All right. Bye.